That's great. Thank you, choir. I would like to just read a couple of verses real quickly, first in Luke 1 and then in Luke 2. We're going to consider for almost 5 minutes, maybe five and a half, about two babies being born. Turn with me or follow along with me as I read Luke 1, verses 62 to 66. This is the story of Zacharias and Elizabeth. You remember, Elizabeth was older and couldn't probably have a baby by everyone's recollection, but then she was pregnant and then had her baby. So when they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child, he asked for a writing tablet. And to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was open and his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak, praising God. The neighbors were all filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. And then a few verses from this familiar Christmas story, Luke 2, at 13 through 20. This has probably been read earlier, but we'll review it again for a moment. At verse 13, "Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Well, this is the word of God. Two babies born. Are you going to the John the Baptist presentation, the Messiah, the choir? I didn't think so. We don't usually have that, do we? We don't usually have all that music about that baby being born. And yet, these were surprising circumstances causing people to talk. The father was struck dumb because of his doubt, cannot say a word. Now, I know you don't usually laugh about Bible readings, but you need to notice that there's a really funny joke in that text I read. It's really funny. Zacharias couldn't speak, so what did his neighbors do when they wanted to know something? They made signs to him. Now, I can't make signs. I'm about like the guy in South Africa. I'd have to make something up. But nowhere does Scripture say, and nowhere does anything say, he was deaf. And yet they made signs to him. Isn't that funny? I thought that was hilarious. As a joke, they made signs to him, apparently assuming he couldn't, because he couldn't talk, he also couldn't hear. Zechariah and Elizabeth defy family traditions. Everybody expected the baby to be born and named after the father or maybe Elizabeth's father. They had traditions about that. But defying the tradition, when he finally could talk, they named their son John. Now, they weren't just bucking tradition. They weren't just trying to be different or strange. They did that because God told them to do that. Obeying God in this way loosened the tongue of Zechariah, and he praises God for this miracle. And keep in mind, because we know the rest of the story, you can look at it in your Bibles, we know the rest of the story. It wasn't just the joy of a baby being born. That's great. I love that. Almost seems even better when they're grandchildren instead of your children. But it wasn't just that. They knew that God was up to something very special through their baby boy. Was that a miracle? Well, it certainly impressed their neighborhood. Maybe they didn't get out much. Maybe they were easily impressed. We don't know. But notice exactly what impressed them to say, "What then is this child going to be?" Father struck mute. Mother, and too old to have babies, had a baby. Finally,
When they name the child, the father can praise God. The text tells us what they were most impressed with is, for the Lord's hand was with him. His name is a big deal because John means God is merciful, or a gift of the mercy of God. It's pretty important when God names someone. Well, as you well know, because our choir has spent now about an hour, a little more than an hour, singing about another baby who was born, a most extraordinary thing happened on outside of town as we sang. You know the story. We all have our own ideas or imaginations about what that angel chorus must have sounded like. I like to say there must have been a million or a billion angels there. I don't know. I don't know if anybody counted. Too many to count, almost certainly. We've sung about this today. We're not yet totally sure that you get the message. Sorry. The shepherds, as we've tried to display in Reader's Theater fashion, the shepherds went and spread the news. And our text says, all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But did they ask their neighbors what Zechariah's neighbors asked about John? Does the scripture tell us anybody said, what then is this child going to be? What's the deal? What really happened? We don't know if anybody really asked that question. But today, as we begin our Christmas celebration with the choir presentation, we're not concerned about Bethlehem's neighborhood, as we are about each and all of us and our neighbors. To you, to us, to our neighborhoods, what then is this child going to be? The choir sang various parts of the Old and New Testament stories that predicted and told about that little child laid in a manger. Right now, the choir is very relieved they are done. But none of us, before we leave, may miss the point of the program. The point of Advent, the point of Christmas. Jesus loves each and every one of us and wants us to live life to the fullest. If you're only living it partially, Jesus wants to change that. If you haven't lived much of it at all, Jesus wants to change that. What then is this child going to be? He is going to be, and he is forever going to be, the Savior of his people, the Lord of his people, the one who reigns at God's right hand over all creation. And he wants us to worship him, to serve him, to love him. Everyone in the program, every child in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, we all wish you a merry and blessed Christmas. And please understand, we do not just mean have a good holiday. Oh, I don't care if you say happy holidays or merry Christmas. It doesn't matter. What we mean by it is all the fullness of Jesus Christ. His saving us from our sins, his lordship over each and all of us and all of creation. Have faith like any of our children, because they're very serious about this Christ child. Are you? I ask you to please rise for our benediction, and then we'll close our worship with Joy to the World, which is number 277 in your hymn book. Find 277 and then stand. How about that? I said that backwards. People of God, may the God who loves you and cares for you go with you as you leave this place, and may the joy which comes from loving Jesus Christ fill your hearts this Christmas season and always. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.